ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ಸಲ್ವಾನ್ ಆದಿಶಂಕರ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದ ಆಸ್ಟ್ ಹಲ್ಸ್ತಾ ಮಲಕ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಹಿ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ಹೂ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಹಿ ನ್ಯೂ ಹೂ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಹಿ ನ್ಯೂ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಹಿ ನ್ಯೂ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ನ್ಯೂ ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಹಿ ಆಸ್ಟ್ ಸೊ ದಿ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಹಿ ಗೇವ್ ವಾಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಟ್ರೂತ್ A simple, straightforward answer for the meaning of the word answer. The translation of the simple, straightforward answer for the sentence Aham Atma means I am the truth. I am the reality. So when he says I am the reality, the reality, instead of saying I am the reality, he says I am Atma. Because the word Atma implies the reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. But what he meant was I am the reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Atma. I am Atma. He said. So reality is not just the truth of the individual alone. Reality is the truth of the entire cosmos. It's the truth of every being, truth of the every non-living thing, truth of every living being, truth of everything that is here is the Atma. Which means it is implied by knowing the truth of one's own self, the truth of the entire cosmos, the truth of every being is known as it were. In fact, known, becomes known. So knowing the truth is satyam, so knowing the satyam is, by knowing the satyam, the mithya is also becomes known as it were. As good as knowing the mithya also. You don't need to know the mithya, isn't it? Knowing the truth is knowing the truth of the mithya jagat. That is why the answer is what? By what is that? By knowing one thing. What is that one thing? By knowing which everything else becomes known as it were. Yeah, said. Therefore, the truth means the truth of the universe, the reality of the universe, which alone is in the form of universe, which alone lends existence to the universe, which is in the form of existence of the universe. That truth actually is available for recognition only in one's own mind as the truth of the subject, the knower, the I. When you arrive at it, the truth of the universe, the truth of I, the subject, and you arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, Atma, another word for the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, jnanam. Knowledge, the consciousness. That's why he says, upalabdhi swarupaha. Upalabdhi means here jnanam. Upalabdhi swarupaha means jnana swarupaha. The literal meaning of the word upalabdhi is different. But here upalabdhi is jnana swarupaha aham. Nitya upalabdhi swarupaha means nitya jnana swarupaha. Because reality is always, ever of the nature of knowing. So I the self am the all-pervasive reality which is ever of the nature of knowing. This is the exact correct appropriate translation and explanation of this Nitya Upalabdhi Swarupaha Aham Atma means I the Self am the all-pervasive reality which is of the nature of, which is ever of the nature of knowledge, knowing. I the Self am the all-pervasive reality which is ever of the nature of knowledge or knowing, thereby implied by the term Atma. Yamagnyushnavannityabodhaswarupam Manaschakshuradinyabodhatmakani Pravartanta ashritya nishkampamekam Sanityopalabdhiswarupohamatma Mukhabhasako darpane drishyamanaha I was respected. Okay, say it well. Mukha. If you say mano, you have to read it together. You can't break it. Mukha bhasako darpane drishyamanaha.
Mukha bhasako darpane
drishyamanaha. Mukhatvat prathakvena naivasti vastu.
Mukhatvat prathakvena naivasti vastu.
Mukhatvat prathaktvena naivasti vastu chidabhasakodhishu jivopitadvat Sanityopalabdhiswarupohamatma Sanityopalabdhiswarupohamatma Okay, here he is example also. What he wants to say, who is a jivaha? Who is a jivaha? Isn't it? Who is that one who obtaining as I? The one who obtains as I is jiva. What is a jiva? What is jiva essentially? So jiva's status is attributed to what? The Atma, what is Atma? The absolute reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Atma alone, given the status, qualification. What is the qualification? Jiva, Jivaha. Jivaha is a qualification attributed to the Atma, the reality. When obtaining as the truth of I, when appearing as the I in an individual, the same reality, the impermanent Atma, the standpoint of the entire objective universe is given the title Ishvaraha. Isn't it? Which means Ishvaraha and Jivaha. As the truth, this reality obtaining as the truth of the idam vritti, the truth of the objective universe, is given the Ishvara status. In the same reality, obtaining as the truth of the individual jiva, individual is given the jiva status. Truth is the same, but, you know, the status, two different qualifications are attributed from the standpoint of the individual and the total cosmos. This we understood very clearly in Mandukya, everywhere. But here he does not talk about the Ishvara, he only says the Jiva. Who is this Jivaha? You know, he says, the Jivaha, the Atma, absolute reality, is of the nature of pure knowledge. The same pure knowledge is manifest as the I, as the Jiva is what? Is Jiva. Manifest as I is given the title Jivaha. The same reality, manifest as the universe, is given the title Ishvara. So manifestation, so the manifesting medium is different here. If the individual is the manifesting medium, individual mind, then it is Jiva status. The universe is the manifesting medium, then it is a Ishvara status. Universe also is manifestation of the same reality. Individual also is manifestation of the same reality. It means the I is also manifestation of the same reality. I alone I am talking about. Because universe means the body, mind and complex becomes part of the universe, isn't it? The consciousness manifests as I, is I gets the Jiva status. Consciousness manifests as this. This means vast. Universe is what? Ishvara status. The manifesting medium is different. That's all. Therefore, here we say, the manifest consciousness, manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of the knowledge is called Chit Abhasaha. Chit Abhasaha. Literally they say reflection. Swamiji uses the term manifestation. Chit means consciousness. Chit plus Abhasaha. Chidabhasaha. The takara becomes dakara jastva shandike. Chit plus Abhasaha. Chidabhasaha. Chit means consciousness. Abhasaha means, not Tamil Abhasa. Abhasaha means manifestation, reflection. Here we can also say abhasakaha. Abhasaha, abhasakaha means manifestation or reflection. When it put together chit abhasakaha, chit abhasaha means chidabhasaha, chidabhasakaha means manifestation of consciousness. Manifestation of the knowledge. Okay, chit means pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Chit abhasakaha means manifestation of the knowledge, manifestation of consciousness. So what is this jivaha? Chit abhasakaha. Chidabhasakaha. Chidabhasaha. The manifestation of consciousness obtaining in the form of a thought, I. Understand? Is what? Jivaha. Jivaha. Dhishu means in all the minds. Dhi literally means intellect. But here, the, you can take it as just the mind. In all the minds, not in only one mind. A conscious, the reality is not manifest only in one mind. In all the minds, there is manifestations of the only reality obtaining in the form of knowledge, which is called what? Jivaha. So here, the antahkarana vritti, the thought, if we say what? That when it rises as thought, it is jivaha. So thought, that form, is looked upon as the manifesting medium. The form is looked upon as the manifesting medium for the consciousness. So when there is a rising of the thought, then there is manifestation of consciousness. When the thought resolves, what goes? Manifestation goes, but knowledge continues to be there. The knowledge does not go, isn't it? When there is a thought, the manifesting medium, there is manifestation of consciousness. When the thought resolves, manifesting medium goes, means what? The manifestation is not there, but still the pure knowledge continues to be there. Nothing happens to pure knowledge, isn't it? When the wave rises, there is, the wave is, then that you recognize. When the wave goes, water continues to be there or not? Resolution of wave, only wave form goes, but water continues to be there. Water does, nothing happens to water. Similarly, when the thought rises, when there is manifestation of, rising of the thought is what? Manifestation of consciousness. When the thought resolves, there is pure consciousness. Is it clear? When the thought rises, there is manifestation of consciousness. When the thought resolves, there is pure consciousness. Why do you say pure? Just to distinguish the thought, the manifestation, we use the adjective pure. There is consciousness, there is manifestation of consciousness. So when the thought resolves, nothing happens to the consciousness. Still, the reality, absolute reality, implied with the Mahatma, obtaining in the form of knowledge, continues to be there. But only thing is, manifestation is not there. So, removal, resolution of manifestation, or manifestation remaining resolved, does not mean consciousness becomes non-existent. Okay? Thought rises, thought resolves. The thought rises, there is manifestation of consciousness. The thought resolves, manifestation goes. But knowledge, manifestation of the knowledge resolves, but knowledge continues to be there. Do you get the point? So what example he gives? Darpanaha. Darpanaha means mirror. I taught you in the class, Sanskrit class, long, long ago. You might have forgotten also. Darpanaha means mirror. So darpane, when you go and see your face in the darpanaha, in the face, in the mirror, darpane, there is abhasakaha. Abhasaha or abhasakaha. Which abhasakaha? Abhasaha. Mukhasya abhasakaha. Mukhasya abhasaha. Mukhabhasakaha. It's a compound word. Mukhasya abhasaha. Mukhabhasakaha. The reflection of the face seen in the mirror. Drishyamanaha means being seen. Mukhabhasakaha. The reflection of the face being seen in the mirror. Darpane drishyamanaha mukhabhasakaha. Darpane, in the mirror, drishyamanaha, being seen, mukhabhasakaha, reflection of the face. So, darpane drishyamanaha mukhabhasakaha means what? The reflection of your face which is being seen in the mirror is what? Naiva asti prithatvat, separately. Prithatvat literally means separately. Prithak means separate, different. Separately, independently. Prithatvam means separateness. Please understand. The word prithak, prithak, prithak. Suppose I say, look at this. I'm saying, haritam pushpam prithak sthapayami. Raktam pushpam prithak sthapayami. What does it mean? Prithak means separate. Prithak, separate, separately. Understand? Prithak, prithak sthapayatu. Now keep them separately. Prithak. Prithaktvam means separateness. Understand? So separately means what here? Independently. In this context, The word is prithaktam should be understood as independently. So, mukha abhasakaha, the reflection of the face which is seen in the mirror, darpane drishyamanaha mukha abhasakaha, the reflection of the face is seen in the mirror, prithaktvena, independently, separately, from what? Separately, mukhatvat, from the original face. Independent of the original face, was naiva asti vastu. Naiva asti vastu means what? Naiva asti means really is not there at all. See, the reflection of your face, seen in the mirror, independent of your original face, is not there at all really. Is it clear? What does it mean? It is not there at all. It is not at all real. Listen to me carefully again. Mukha abhasakaha, which mukha abhasakaha? The reflection of the face. Drishyamanaha, which is seen, where? Darpane, in the mirror. And that reflection of your face seen in the mirror, naiva asti vastu, is not there at all really. Why it is not there at all really? Because it does not have independent existence. Which means, the mukha abhasakaha is reflection of the face can be there, only if there is original face. So, prithaktve, mukhat prithaktvena. Independent of this original face, the reflection of the face seen in the mirror cannot be there at all by itself, independently. Therefore, it is not real at all. Is it clear? Which means, the reason is, when the mirror is taken away, the reflecting medium is taken away, darpane niyamane, when the mirror is taken away, the reflection goes, the reflecting medium goes, reflection also goes along with the reflection, the reflecting medium. But the original face, even if the reflection is not seen, original face is there. Original face, the face is not dependent on the reflection for its existence, but the reflection is dependent on the original face for its existence. And when the reflecting medium is gone, is taken away, reflection goes. So removal of the going away of the reflection does not mean the going away of, imply the going away of the original face. Removal of the reflection does not mean the non-existence of the original face. Original face continues to be there. Is it clear? In the same way, when the vrittihi rises, there is manifestation of consciousness. When the vritti resolves, what goes? Just when the mirror is removed, reflection alone goes. Original face does not go. So when the vritti, the manifesting medium goes, manifestation of consciousness goes, manifestation of only goes, the original consciousness continues to be there. Only the difference is, the original consciousness is not available for recognition. The conscious, only manifestation, the manifest consciousness alone is available for recognition. As I am, this, etc. There's a pure consciousness, when there's a consciousness without its manifestation, remains as original consciousness, then it is not available for recognition. Not available for interaction. Therefore, when the manifestation goes, still consciousness continues to be there because not available for recognition. So, non-availability for recognition, non-recognizability should not be mistaken for non-existence. And that consciousness which is always there, okay, where the manifestation goes, manifestation is that which is there as the source of the manifestation. And the manifestation is there also, consciousness is, And the manifestation is not there also, consciousness is, and that consciousness, that is the Atma, I am that Atma. What he wants to say here. He said, let us tell you here now. See, mukha abhasaka, isn't it? See that now, mukha abhasaka. See, mukham means, literally mukha means mouth, okay? Mukham also means face. The word vadanam and mukham are confused. Sanskritam, you have to be very careful. In other languages, mukham means the whole face. In Sanskritam, mukham means just the mouth. Sometimes it also means the whole face. Also vadanam. Anyway, so mukham is a face here. And mukha abhasakaha means reflection of the face. Mukha abhasakaha. Darpanaha mirror. Darpane in locative case, isn't it? Mukha abhasakaha darshane drishyate. The reflection of the face is seen in the mirror. The reflection of the original face is seen in the mirror. That reflection of the face, original reflection of the original face seen in the mirror. Drishyamanaha mukha, darpane drishyamanaha mukha abhasakaha is what now? It says, prithak naiva asti vastu. Mukhat prithaktvena. Mukhat prithaktvena means independently, independent of the face. Independent of the face. Separate from the face. Separately from the face or independent of the face. Naiva asti vastu. Vastu means vastutaha. Really is not there at all. It cannot be there at all independently. Okay? Reflection cannot be there independently without the original face. Okay? So what? In the same way, tadvat. Tadvat means what? Tadvat means like that. Tadvat means like that. In the same way. In which way? In the same way means what? In the same way means like that. Just as the reflection of the face cannot be there at all independently without its original face. Similarly, chidabhasakaha, manifestation of consciousness also. Where is manifestation of consciousness? Dhishu. Your face can be reflected only in one mirror, okay? Unless you have to keep 10 mirrors. But here, generally our face is only one face, one mirror, isn't it? So he is Dhishu. Dhishu is not Darpaneshu, he didn't say. Dhishu, you are now. In all the minds, there is manifestations of consciousness, isn't it? So Chidabhasakaha, Dhishu. The manifestation of consciousness obtaining in all the minds is called what? Jivaha. So the manifestation of consciousness obtaining in all the minds known by the term Jivaha also is what? In the same way, resolves, is not separate from, it's the original consciousness. There cannot be something called Jiva independent of the Atma. Who is Jiva? The consciousness manifest in the mind is what? Jiva. Okay. Which means there must be vritti. What is that which is there like a mirror, isn't it? When there is a vritti, the manifesting medium, which when it rises as vritti, there is manifestation of consciousness. When the vritti resolves, vritti resolves, when the manifesting medium, isn't it? When the vritti goes, still there is original consciousness. The manifestation of consciousness cannot be there independently without the original consciousness. There cannot be risen way without its original water, isn't it? So manifestation of consciousness cannot be without its sarupam, the original consciousness, pure consciousness. So tadvati, in the same way, ಜೀವಹಾಪಿ ಚಿದಾಭಾಸಕಃ ಧೀಶು. ಚಿದಾಭಾಸಕಃ ಜೀವಃ ಅಪಿ ಧೀಶು. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್. ಚಿದಾಭಾಸಕಃ ಜೀವಃ. ಹಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಫಾರ್ ಜೀವ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಚಿದಾಭಾಸಕಃ. ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲೀನ್. You do not have any confusion at all. Who is a jiva? Manifestation of consciousness obtaining in the mind is jiva. What is manifestation? Manifestation is original consciousness, isn't it? That is why pure consciousness is not the manifestation, but the manifestation is of the original consciousness, isn't it? Reflection is of the original face. The original face is not the reflection. So jiva is atma. Atma is not jiva. Jivatma is atma only. Atma is not jiva. Therefore, dhishu chidabhasakaha jivaha. Chidabhasakaha jivaha dhishu tadvata. In the same way, when the manifestation resolves also, it cannot be there without its original consciousness, which means manifestation can go, manifestation can come. Manifestation has the beginning. So manifestation of consciousness is the beginning of life. When the consciousness is resolved, okay, the manifestation is resolved, then there is consciousness, but there is no life. When there's manifestation, the beginning is beginning of life. Beginning of manifestation is beginning of life. Resolution of manifestation is what? End of life. Is it clear? Which means consciousness has no beginning, no end. This is what the so-called present-day scientists have a problem. They mistake the manifestation of consciousness for the beginning of consciousness. At the beginning of, and something they have some problem. Anyway, what I was to say, and that consciousness which is always there, whether there is manifestation, whether there is no manifestation. Manifestations can come and go, can arise and resolve, but what the source of that manifestation, which is the beginningless, endless, changeless, all-pervasive reality, impaired by the term Atma, which is of the nature of ever, of the nature of knowledge, is what? Always there. Isn't it? And I am that Atma. The I is what? Jiva. Understand? I am is what? When it says Jiva is Atma. The manifestation is of the Atma. Is it clear or not? Any doubt? You can't have any doubt now. Very clear, isn't it? What doubt is there? How many times have I been talking to you? So definitely, I am Atma. I like to say I is Atma. And I like, don't say it like, I am Atma. So, Dhishu. Chidabhasakaha Jivaha Api Dhishu Tadvat. Which means the Chidabhasakaha di api jivaha api, but no, Atma Prithaktvena. Without the Atma, there cannot be jiva. Is it? There can't be a jiva without Atma. Because jiva is only a name attributed to the manifestation of consciousness obtaining in all the minds. It's clear, isn't it? When we come, they also come and make noise. Okay. Nice, isn't it? You will read this again, 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 you'll get it. So how will you try to make the prose order here? ದರ್ಪಣೇ ದೃಶ್ಯಮಾನಃ ಮುಖ ಆಭಾಸಕಃ ಮುಖತ್ವಾತ್ ಪೃಥಕ್ತ್ವೇನ ನೈವ ಅಸ್ತಿ ತದ್ವತ್. चिदाभासकः जीवः अपि धीषु आत्मनः पृथक्त्वेन नित्य उपलब्धिस्वरूपः स्वरूपेण आत्मना पृथक्त्वेन नैव अस्ति. सः नित्य उपलब्धिस्वरूपः अहम् आत्मा. मुखाभासको दर्पणे दृश्यमानः मुखत्वा पृथक्त्वेन नैवास्ति वस्तु. चिदाभासको धीषु जीवोऽपि तद्वत् स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा. Now he is going to explain what I already told you. He is going to continue in this next verse. Yatha darpana bhava abhasahano yatha darpana bhava abhasahano मुखं विद्यते कल्पनाहीनमेकम् तथा धीवियोगे निराभासको यः सनित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा. सो फर्स्ट हि सेड् there is no reflection of the face seen in the mirror independent of the original face. Similarly, there is no manifestation of consciousness obtaining in the minds independent of the Atma, the pure original, pure consciousness. Therefore, what he made very clear is this jivaha is only a qualification attributed to the manifestation of consciousness obtaining in the form of a thought. Okay. Now he says, but when the thought, when the mirror is removed, what happens? Mirror is removed, original face continues to be there. Removal of the, don't stretch too much, okay, examples. Removal of the mirror, only what now? When the mirror is removed, reflection alone disappears. Mirror is meant for removal. When the mirror is removed, definitely reflection also will disappear. You can't, no, I want the mirror go, let the mirror go, I want the reflection to be there, means what? That is what we want now. When the mirror goes, reflection will definitely go. But when the reflection goes, should we cry for that? We need not cry, we should not cry. We have to understand the fact there cannot be reflection independent of the mirror. So what? Mirror will go. Mirror is meant for going. When the mirror goes, reflection also will go along with the mirror. But still the original face, the going away of the reflection does not mean the going away of the original face. My original face is here, so what? The mirror fell down and broke. My reflective face gone. Don't cry. Boy, thank God, mirror only broke. Thank God, my reflective face has gone. My original face is still there. Can be happy, isn't it? The same way, what he says, when the vritti resolves. When the vritti is, vritti is also what now? Antakana vrittayaha also. Whether it is idam vritti or aham vritti, okay? Any vritti. All antakana vrittayaha, the thoughts also, the thought modifications also, are of the nature of rising, remaining and resolving. You can't expect the vrittis to be there all the time. Vrittis will rise, vrittis will remain, vrittis will resolve. When the vritti resolve, when there is a vritti, there is manifestation of consciousness. When the vritti resolves, there is a consciousness also go away, or only the manifestation goes away. When the vritti resolves, the vritti which serves as a manifesting medium resolves, manifestation alone goes away, nothing happens to the Atma, the all-pervasive reality impaired by the term Atma, which is ever of the nature of pure knowledge. It is always there, nothing happens to it. What is the example? But that pure consciousness is not non-interactable. Let me give you the example a little more. When all of us fall asleep, not now, okay? When all of us fall asleep, what is falling asleep? I already told you. Whenever aham vritti is resolved, other vrittis cannot stay independently, all the vrittis resolve, then there is a mind is totally passive. It is called a deep sleep state. The vrittis resolve, there is no manifestation of consciousness. There is no manifestation of consciousness. There's consciousness is there or not? Absence of manifestation does not mean the non-existence of consciousness. Consciousness continues to be there. When the vrittis go, manifestation also goes. When the manifestation is not there, you are not knowing you are. There's no knowledge that you are. There's no cognition that you... Because vritti needs what? Cognition, isn't it? The cognition needs vritti. When the vritti goes, cognition is not there. There's no knowledge, isn't it? Vritti jnanam is not there. Shuddha jnanam is there. Vritti goes in sleep. Neither aham vritti nor idam vritti. Therefore, neither... There's no knowledge of the existence of yourself. There's no knowledge of the existence of the world also in sleep. So whenever that knowledge I am is not there, in sleep there's no knowledge I am. Isn't it? Without the knowledge that you are there or not? You are there. That is why you sleep. You go to bed because you know you will be there. Isn't it? Falling asleep does not mean that you are dying, isn't it? It's not your death. It's a temporary freedom, time for rest for you. You go back home. You remain yourself. Therefore, when the vritti resolves, manifestation alone goes. When the manifestation goes, still the consciousness continues to be there. And that absolute reality, which is ever of the nature of knowledge, impavitam atma I am. I am that pure consciousness. That's what he says. Yatha, just as darpanasya abhave. Darpana, you can say darpana abhave. Darpanasya abhave. When there is absence of mirror, when the mirror is removed, when the darpanasya abhave, when the mirror is taken away, abhave means when the mirror is absent, Literally speaking, when the mirror is absent, mirror is taken away, darpanasya abhave, what happens? Abhasasya hanihi bhavati. The reflection disappears. When the mirror is taken away, there is reflection. The reflection is removed. Reflection goes away. Abhasasya hanihi bhavati. The reflection goes away. Hanihi means what? Hanihi means there's a removal. Okay. No. Hano sati saptami. Sati saptami. No, sati saptami. Locative case that is. Hano is. Hanihi saptami bhakti vyakti hano. Sati saptami. See, when the mirror is removed, the mirror is taken away, when the mirror is absent, then abhasasya hanihi bhavati. Then when there is the reflection of the, no, the reflection also goes away. The reflecting medium, the mirror goes away, is taken away, reflection goes away. Reflection disappears. Abhasa hanihi means reflection, disappearance of reflection happens or disappears. Reflection disappears. Simple sentence. When the reflecting medium is taken away, reflection disappears. We can say, darpanasya abhave abhasasya hanihi bhavati. Darpanasya abhave abhasasya hanihi bhavati. When the mirror is removed, reflection disappears. Yatha, just as when the mirror is taken away, reflection disappears. In the same. What happens? But mukham vidyate kalpanahinam ekam. But what happens when the reflection goes, mirror is taken away? When the mirror is taken away, and the reflection disappears, mukham vidyate, the original face continues to exist. As what? Mirror alone. Mirror remains as one. The face remains as, original face remains as what? One face. Kalpana hinam. Without its, kalpana in this context means reflection. Without its reflection. Kalpana hinam means devoid of its reflection. Without its reflection, the original face remains. The original face alone remains without its reflection. When the mirror is removed, when the reflection also disappears. Is it clear? Which means what he wants to say is removal of the mirror, the reflecting medium, or the disappearance of the reflection need not cause any worry, because the original face continues to be there. But what? Without its reflection. Tatha, in the same way. Tatha, yatha, tatha, remember? Dhanama? Yatha means just as, tatha, so. Isn't it? Yatha, tatha, the indicable words. Tatha, in the same way. So, yatha, just as, tatha, so. Dhi viyoge. Viyogaha means separation. Dhihi means what? Dhihi literally means, intellect literally means, mind here, vritti viyoge. Dhi viyoge, vritti viyoge. Okay, when the one vritti, literally we say what? Mind. When the I thought resolves, simultaneously all the thoughts resolve. When the mind is resolved, dhi viyoge means when all the thoughts resolve, when the manifestation becomes separated from the manifesting medium, the thoughts, what happens? Nirabhasakaha. All the manifestation also, what now? Manifestation also resolves. Then what happens? there is only pure consciousness without its manifestation. Nirabhasakaha means the pure consciousness without its manifestation. Okay, the pure consciousness without its manifestation, pure consciousness alone without its manifestation continues to be there. So, it puts differently, that's all. Nice. See, it's not just repetition alone. He makes us think. First he says, when there's a mirror, there's a reflection. The reflection cannot be independent of the original face. Similarly, when there is vritti, there is manifestation of consciousness. Manifestation cannot be independently without the original consciousness. Now, second tree says what now? When the mirror is taken away, the reflection goes. The reflection goes, but still the original face continues to be there without its reflection. In the same way, when the vritti is resolved, dhivyoga means when the manifestation of consciousness, now, separated from its, dissociated from it, the manifesting medium, the vritti is, when the vritti is resolved, manifestation disappears. But original consciousness continues to be there without its manifestation. Example, in sleep, pure original consciousness is without its manifestation. Therefore, what happens? No cognitions, no knowledge. In sleep, you should say what? I am nirabhasaka. You're all nirabhasakaha in sleep. Without your reflections, you're all there in sleep. In waking, you're all with your own manifestations. Aham, idam, all of your own manifestations. It's nice to understand all these things, isn't it? I tell you, if you really understood the morning, what is said in Atma Ramaha, you will just love it, isn't it? Whatever we eat and enjoy and go and come, everything is happening in myself. Everything I'm raised in my own self. Your identity is with your body, you're going from Manjakudi to Thiruvadi Mirudur and London and all that. Identity is with your Atma, you say what? In me, everything is moving around, happening. Okay. So, nirabhasakaha. See, you are sometime without your manifestations. You are sometime with your manifestations. Sabhasakaha in the waking state. Nirabhasakaha in the deep sleep state. In death, nirabhasakaha. Again, you are born, sabhasakaha. Understand? What do you want? Sabhasakaha means you are absolute reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, is what? Is always there, reality. And when there is manifestation, you are with sabhasakaha, with your manifestations. When the vritti is resolved, you are nirabhasakaha. With the mind, with the intellect, with your memory, with your eyesense, you're all sabhasakaha. With all of them resolved, you are just yourself. And what is that absolute reality, which is ever of the nature of pure knowledge, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Atma, is always there with its manifestations when the vrittis are there. It continues to be there when the thoughts are not there, vrittis are not there. Atma continues to be there without its manifestations. And that Atma, which alone is there with manifestations when the vrittis are there, that Atma which alone is there without its manifestations when the vrittis are not there, I am that Atma. I am not the... Understand? I am not any of the manifestations. I am not any of the I'm not any of other manifestations. I am Atma, which is of the nature of pure knowledge. Have you got it? It sounds very simple, very easy, very nice, but still one aspect becomes very clear. Actually, the fifth and sixth, first he says, what is the difference between fifth and sixth? In the fifth, he says, reflection cannot be independent of the original face in the mirror. Similarly, there cannot be manifestation of consciousness obtaining with the title Jiva without the original Atma. Consciousness into the term Atma. And second, he says, when the reflecting medium is taken away, definitely the reflection disappears, but still original face continues to be there. In the same way, when the vritti is resolved, when the separation from the vritti, the separation of the vrittis, definitely manifestations resolve. When the manifestations resolve, the vrittis resolve, manifestation resolves, then original consciousness, Atma as original consciousness, continues to be there. And I am that Atma. I am that reality. Is it clear? If you see, if you identify yourself with other vrittis, you are a jiva. If you see your swarupam, then I, the jiva, am the Atma. And you should say that. I, the jiva, am the Atma. What should the wave say? I, the wave, am essentially the water. I, the jiva, am essentially Atma, the all-pervasive reality implied by the term Atma, which is ever of the nature of knowledge. Yatha darpana bha. See, yatha darpanasya abhave abhasa hanihi bhavati abhasa. Tada, I can tell that it differently also. Yatha darpana abhave abhasa hanau kalpanahinam yekam mukham vidyate tatha dhiviya viyoge nirabhasakaha atma asti yaha asti saha nitya upalabdhi swarupaha atma aham. Anyway, you got the meaning? Anyway, understood. This is like the Keno Upanishad mantra, isn't it? Chakshushas chakshuhu, manasohu manaha. Like that it comes.
Manas chakshuradher viyukta swayam yo. Manas chakshuradher viyukta swayam yo. Manas chakshuradher manas chakshuradihi.
Manas chakshuradher.
Manas chakshuradher viyukta swayam yaha.
Manas chakshuradher viyukta swayam yaha.
Manas chakshuradher manas chakshuradihi.
Manas chakshuradher manas chakshuradihi.
Manas chakshuradher agamya swarupaha.
Manas chakshuradher.
Manas chakshuradher gamya swarupaha.
Manas chakshuradher gamya swarupaha.
Sanityopalabdhi swarupoham atma.
Sanityopalabdhi swarupoham atma.
See, first sentence what he says, let us make it very simple. See, yaha saha, everywhere it comes. That he who is, the one who is, that Atma I am, he says. Yaha asti, the one who is, yaha. But here let us take the sentence. Manas chakshuradehe viyuktaha swayam yaha. See, yaha swayam tishtati. Swayam means that which exists independently by itself. Swayam tishtati. Yaha swayam asti. Yaha swayam tishtati. I am adding the word tishtati, okay? The one who remains independently by itself. That which exists by itself independently. The one who is of the nature of self-existence is what? Yaha swayam means the one which is, who is of the nature of self-existence. One who remains independently by itself. Distinct from what? That which exists independently by itself, which is of the nature of self-existence, distinct from viyuktaha means, see, viyuktaha means separated. Literally it means separated, dissociated, but here we should take it as distinct. We should not have the literal meaning of the word. Viyuktaha. Yuktaha means associated, endowed with. Viyuktaha means separated. But here please take this word meaning of, in other context the word viyuktaha means separated, dissociated. Here viyuktaha means distinct. He who is there independently by itself, as of the nature of self-existence, distinct from the mind, seeing power, etc. The mind and all other subtle powers which constitute the sukshma shariram. See, now he takes only subtle body. Look at this. Manaha, mind. Chakshu, seeing power. Adi means what? Etc. Chakshur adehe means what? From all the subtle aspects. Adi shabda implies all the subtle aspects which constitute the sukshma shariram. Leave the gross body now. You take only the subtle body. What is subtle body? You know very well. Pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, pancha pranaha, manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha. Isn't it? It's all together is what? It's all of them together constitute sukshma shariram. There, you take the aham. That aham alone is what? One particular vrittihi, antakana vrittihi. Which alone is what? Which alone is the aham vritti? Isn't it? Which alone is the knower? There is the knower. The rest, everything else is different. So all of them, this aham vritti is what? Distinct from all other aspects which constitute the sukshma shariram. So here, yaha swayam viyuktaha, manaschakshuradehe viyuktaha, that which alone is independently distinct from all other subtle aspects which constitute the subtle body. So I is what? I is distinct from the mind, intellect, memory and pranas, karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, everything. Therefore viyuktaha. I is distinct from all the subtle aspects which constitute this subtle body. You got this first sentence of mine? Okay. Therefore, manas chakshuradehe viyuktaha swayam tishtati. Yaha. Then, about that I is what? Manas chakshuradehe manas chakshuradihi. Manas chakshuradehe manas chakshuradihi. So that which obtains is distinct from all of them. At the same time, and that which is distinct from all of them is the one because of which all of them function as the sukshma. All of them are there as their own functions. He is manaha. The mind is capable of functioning as mind because of the blessing of the atma. Similarly, chakshu, all the powers, all the subtle aspects are capable of functioning as the functioning because the blessing of the Atma. Therefore we say what Atma is said to be what now? Manasaha, manaha, mind of the mind, eye of the eye, ear of the ear. What does it mean? Without which I cannot function as I, mind cannot function as mind. He said to be eye of the eye, mind of the mind, etc. If we came across in Kena Upanishad. But manaschakshuradehe, manaschakshuradehi. This Atma, without which all the subtle aspects cannot function at all. And that Atma is distinct from all the subtle aspects which constitute the subtle body. Now next. But, look at the first sentence, he says, Atma is distinct from all the subtle aspects. And second sentence, he says, Atma is the source of, source because of which all of them are capable of functioning. Now third sentence, he says, Manaschakshuradhe agamya swarupaha. But this Atma, because of the blessing of which all of them function, is not available for perception, description or conception. Not objectifiable through any of the subtle aspects. So Atma is not an object of action. Atma is not an object of perception. Atma is not object of conception also. Thought conception also. Atma is not available for thought conception. Atma is not available for word description. Atma is not available for available as an act, result of an action. Atma is not available for sense perception. What he wants is, Atma is not available for objectification at all through any of these means. Therefore, what he says, manaschakshuradehe adehe agamya swarupaha. Agamya means non-attainable. Atma cannot be attained through any of them. Atma is of that nature that it is not attainable through any of them. Which means using your mind, using your intellect, isn't it? Let me think and meditate and attain Atma. No, impossible. You can never attain Atma. Let me see through perceive attain Atma. No. Atma is available for manaha chakshuhu. Atma is available for sense perception. Indriya agocharaha. Isn't it? Atma is available for sense perception. Atma is imperceptible. Aprameyaha. When Bhagavad Gita class, remember? Atma is available for sense perception. Atma is not an object of thought. Atma is not a result. Atma cannot be attained as a result of an action also. So Atma available for karmendriyani, attainable through the activating, through the organs of actions. Atma cannot be attained through perception. Atma cannot be attained through your thought also. Thinking also, which means Atma not available for thought conception, not available for sense perception, not available as a result of an action. Also, Atma is available for, I had one more thing, word description also. On the whole, Atma is not available for objectification at all. Why? Because Atma is the very sorupam of truth of all the subtle aspects. That's why first sentence he says what? Manaso manaha. Manaschakshurade, manaschakshuradihi means what? Atma is the mind of the mind means what? Atma is the truth of the mind without which mind cannot exist at all. Atma is the truth of the sense powers without which sense powers cannot exist at all, cannot function as sense powers. Atma is the swarupam of the powers of organs of actions without which organs of actions cannot even exist. Where is the question of functioning? See, all the subtle powers, karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, manaha, buddhihi, chittam, everything is dependent, the entire subtle body, all the subtle aspects, each and every subtle aspect is dependent on the very Atma for its very existence. Therefore, definitely they depend on Atma for their functioning also. And those aspects which are dependent on Atma for their very existence, and dependent on Atma for their functioning, how can they reveal Atma? They can attain Atma. Atma is the source of all of them, is not object attainable through them. agamyaha. Is it clear? We already, these all I talked to so many times in the classes. That's why. But it's nice to know, isn't it? Nice to know these words. Agamya swarupaha. In fact, manaschakshura, maybe I feel bored, that's why I'm sure. Not boring, at least I never feel bored with this, because I like this, because as you read this verse, so kindergarten, so simple verses, I tell you, I want you to memorize these verses. You read these verses, as you read, the meaning should come to your mind. That's just simple. Manaschakshura-dera-gamya-swarupaha. In Bhagavad Gita class, aprameyaha. Why atma is aprameyaha? We learned so many times, you learnt it. Isn't it? If you remember, agamyaha means not reachable. Atma cannot be reached, need not be reached. Atma has to be discovered as the very sarupam of everything. Atma being the sarupam of everything can be understood only when you understand Atma being the sarupam of the very I, the employer of all these instruments. Manas, see, we don't even see about the jagat and those things. Simple. Adishankar Bhagavad Pada wrote commentary for these verses, means, imagine, that is why he says, Astamalakacharya name was given to him, because the whole Vedanta Shastra, essence of Shastram is given in his 12 verses. If you can understand his 12 verses thoroughly, you have got Vedanta Shastram Islam like a small gooseberry, you are holding it in your hand. Isn't it? Manas Chakshu, first he distinguishes, Atma is what? The Atma, all pervasive reality, implied by the term Atma, obtaining as the truth of I, is distinct from all these subtle aspects, mind and sense organs, etc. Distinct from all the subtle aspects which constitute the subtle body. And this Atma is the source of truth of all the subtle aspects. And this Atma definitely is not attainable through any of the subtle aspects. There you have to differentiate. Manas Chakshuradini, when you say Manaha, my Atma had available for mind, means what? Atma is inconceivable, achintyaha. Mind is equal to achintya. Atma had available for thought conception. Then chakshuhu, Atma had available for indriyani, isn't it? Indriya, Atma is not indriya vishaya, available for sense perception. Then you have to add what? No, Atma had available as an object of action also. Therefore, manas chakshurade ragamya swarupaha. Saha nitya upalabdhi swarupaha aham atma. That all pervasive reality, which is ever of the nature of knowledge, I am that atma. Manas chakshuradher viyukta svayam yo manas chakshuradher manas chakshuradihi manas chakshuradera gamya swarupah sanityopalabdhe swarupoham atma. Okay, you want to read the two again? First two, you can read all the verses. See, once he takes you step by step. He makes a lot of things very, very clear in the first step. Now he is going to say that Atma is not many. Or he is going to say that.
Mukhabhasako darpane drishyamano mukhatvat prathakvena naivasti vastu चिदाभासकोधीषु जीवोऽपि तद्वत् स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा मुखाभासको दर्पणे दृश्यमानो मुखत्वात् पृथक्त्वेन नैवास्ति वस्तु चिदाभासकोधीषु जीवोऽपि तद्वत् स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा मुखाभासको दर्पणे दृश्यमानो मुखत्वात् पृथक्त्वेन नैवास्ति वस्तु चिदाभासकोधीषु जीवोऽपि तद्वत् स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा यता दर्पणाभाव आभासहानो मुखं विद्यते कल्पनाहीनमेकम् तथा धीवियोगे निराभासको यः स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा मनश्चक्षुरादेर्वियुक्तः स्वयं यो मनश्चक्षुरादेर्मनश्चक्षुरादिः मनश्चक्षुरादेरगम्यस्वरूपः स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा मनश्चक्षुरादेर्वियुक्तः स्वयं यो मनश्चक्षुरादेर्मनश्चक्षुरादिः मनश्चक्षुरादेरगम्यस्वरूपः स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा
ओके सी ऐ वांट टु मेमरैज दिस वर्स रियली ऐ वांट टु मेमरैज दिस वर्सेस In Sanskrit grammar, we have something called Sati Saptami. Sati Saptami means, when we want to use, this, suppose, want to say Yada, Tada, I can, when, then, suppose I can say, Yada, Darpanasya, Abhavaha Bhavati, Tada, Abhasakasya, Abhavaha Bhavati. यदा वेन् दर्पणस्य अभावः भवति दर्पणः नास्ति सिम्पल् वेन् देर् इस् नो मिरर् अभावः भवति तदा देन् आभासकः न भवति यदा दर्पणः नास्ति तदा आभासः न भवति When there is no mirror, there is no reflection. There cannot be reflection. Simple, isn't it? Or I can say what now? That yada and tada, we take it. Darpanasya abhave abhasak. No, darpanasya, darpana abhave abhasakasya abhavaha. Means, there is a say. Sati Saptami. This is remove yada and tada. You can say use a seventh case. This is style. Sati Saptami. I taught in a lot of examples I can give. It will feel bored because we don't understand that language, so I don't want to say too much. That's how he used a lot of Sati Saptami in everywhere. See, he is not in a hurry. He goes step by step. He makes one thing very, very, very clear. See, even understanding of these verses will help you understand the whole universe is manifestation of knowledge. The whole universe is all that is, why whole universe? All that is here is only the manifestation of reality. Which is of the nature of knowledge. Therefore, we can say in Tamil, the Parambarulim Totram, the whole universe is manifestation of the reality. Or if you want to use the term knowledge in the place of reality in terms of its nature, the whole universe is manifestation of knowledge. Is it clear? The thing is, manifestation of knowledge, how do we say that? Because if there is no manifestation, the universe will be as good as non-existent. If there is no manifestation of knowledge, universe will be as good as non-existent. But there is manifestation of knowledge, the universe shines. When there is no manifestation of knowledge, universe also resolves. Universe remains resolved. Universe does not become non-existent. Universe remains resolved. When the universe, isn't it? When there's no manifestation of knowledge, no manifestation means there is pure knowledge. When there is pure knowledge, there is what? Where is the universe? Universe remains resolved. When the universe remains resolved, what is the name you give? Maya. Okay. And when there is manifestation of knowledge, universe shines. Then you call it what? Knowledge is manifestation of knowledge. Universe is manifestation of knowledge. So for knowledge to manifest, when the knowledge is manifest, the power of knowledge is manifest, it is knowledge is manifest. So your knowledge is available for recognition. When there is manifestation of knowledge in the form of universe, knowledge is available for recognition. My God, everything is knowledge. Jnanam. See the tree, knowledge. See the bee, knowledge. See the mosquito, knowledge. See the human being is knowledge. See the movements is knowledge. See the motions, you need knowledge. Everything is jnanam, jnanam, jnanam. The whole universe is resolved. There is no manifestation. Universe remains resolved. The power of knowledge remains resolved. The universe remains resolved. The power of knowledge is manifest, universe shines. We give the name Ishrada. Ishrada is a qualification attributed. There is no Ishrada than reality, isn't it? In fact, you will have more respect for Ishra when you understand what Ishra Swarupam is. And we will make a small form, isn't it? Whole is manifestation of Jnanam. But for the manifestation, what should be there? Vrittis. Isn't it? Vrittis. For you to understand, for us to understand, there must be vrittis. So vrittis are there, there is manifestation. Vrittis are resolved, manifestation goes. Vrittis are not there, there is no manifestation. There is no manifestation. Vrittis are not there, manifestation goes. But source of manifestation doesn't go, doesn't come, always there. And that source of manifestation, when the manifestations can go and come, the source of manifestation is always there without going and coming, changelessly, unchangeably, without arriving, without departing, is all pervasively, independently, the only reality is always there. And that reality is simply the Atma, and which is of the nature of knowledge, I am that Atma. So manifestations go, the vrittis go, vrittis will go. Vrittis are of the nature of coming and going. Therefore manifestations will come and go. So there will be time, everything is available for recognition. There is a time, nothing is available for recognition. What will you interact when you fall asleep? You yourself are not available for interaction. There is no world available for interaction. Nothing is interactable, isn't it? So, the absence of vrittis or absence of manifestations should not be mistaken for. So, resolution of vrittis is not non-existence. Resolution of manifestations should not be mistaken for non-existence of the reality. So when this manifestation of knowledge is called a creation, again the universe becomes unmanifest. When the vritti is resolved, manifestations go away. When the universe resolves, we call it dissolution. We don't want to use the word destruction. Understand? Dissolved. It resolved. Universe is resolved. So resolution of the universe is, isn't it? Layaha. Laya is not destruction. And manifestation of universe is srishtihi. And in between srishti and stitihi, srishti and layaha, there is sthitihi. So this is possible because of the power of the reality. And that power of reality alone is looked upon as what? The material cause of the universe. Therefore, we look from the standpoint of the power of reality, without which this manifestation resolution is not possible. We look at reality power as the material cause. Then you give the status, Ishvara status, to the Lord. And for the power itself cannot independently, power cannot even exist independently. Where's the question of becoming, undergoing a change? Therefore, the source of the power, without which the power cannot exist at all, is looked upon as the nimitta karanam, intelligent or deficient cause of the universe. Look at this only reality, with its power as the one inseparably intelligent and material cause of the universe, abhinna nimitta upadana karanam, you call it what? Ishvara. So, Ishwaraha is a qualification attributed to the only secondless non-dual reality with its power as looked at as the one inseparable, intelligent and material cause of the universe. It is Ishwara. So, what? Therefore, now we say that we see three functions. One is manifestation and existence. Again, resolution. It's constantly happening. Therefore, when there is manifestation, what manifestation of the reality is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation of the power of knowledge. The manifestation of the knowledge, when you look at it, from the standpoint of this universe, you say what? Manifestation is creation, means you give that, you add, give the title to the reality as what? Creator. When you give the Ishvara status, then Ishvara you give a different functional name as what? Creator. So reality is not Ishvara, but Ishvara is definitely reality. Similarly, Ishvara is not the creator. Creator is Ishvara. Again, creator's qualification is attributed to Ishvara from the standpoint of the manifestation. Then you give a different name, Brahma. Is it? Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, and the same reality, is it, as manifestation, in the sthiti standpoint you say what, with the existence of the universe, after manifestation it continues to exist for some time, you give a different name. Again, what is this universe? Ishvara only, the whole manifestation is in Ishvara only. Then you give a different name. What is it sustains this universe? The universe cannot sustain otherwise. The universe enjoys its existence only in the reality. Therefore, you give a different name. Is Vishnu or Virat? So, Ishvara is not the Virat, but Virat is Ishvara. Siti. then again the whole universe becomes unmanifest. When there is unmanifestation, when the power of reality resolves, you can say, at a small level, you can say, when the vrittis resolve, manifestations resolve, the whole universe resolves. Then this dissolution, isn't it? Therefore, we look at the reality as a source in which the entire universe remains resolved. Then you say what? The one in whom everything resolves is Antaryamishwaraha, Shivaha. In Puranic language, Shivaha. In Vedanta Shastra language, Antaryamishwaraha or Shivaha. Isn't it? So three different names for the only Lord from the standpoint of three different, threefold functions. There is no Shivaha, Brahma, Vishnu, or all what? Three different, threefold functional names attributed to the only Lord. Who is the Lord? There is no Lord, that reality. Lord again is Ishvara, Bhagavan is a qualification attribute to the only reality. All that is there is only knowledge and implied by the term Brahma. That Brahma Ahamasmi. Aham Brahmasmi only he says. Because he arrives at the reality, the same reality, implied by the term, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahman, is recognized as the truth of I. No? Therefore, you use the term Atma. Aham Atma means what? Aham Brahmasmi. That word differently said. Aham Brahmasmi, very nice, but he says Aham Atmasmi. Because there's no way of arriving. See, he's going to say later on differently, but here he only takes Saddarshanam of Ramana Maharshi, almost like this only. So more verses we did last time. But here, he doesn't even consider this Thola Shariram. He assumes that we are very objective towards the physical body. We are not actually. Isn't it? We are not objective towards our own physical body. We are not at all objective. But the Hastamalakacharya assumes we are objective towards the gross body, but in subtle body we have some problem. Therefore, he wants to take only that. Manas chakshuradeir anam. Viyukta swayam yaha. Manas chakshuradehe viyuktaha. Vilakshanaha. Viyuktaha. Little meaning is different. But vilakshanaha. Distinct from all of them. At the same time, that because of which alone all of them function, exist and also function. And therefore, that reality is not available for attainment through any of these instruments, any of these equipments, which serve as instruments of action or instruments of perception or instruments of knowledge. Understand? And that is I am. Made very clear. That is why when Shastram repeatedly says not available for objectification, the result of action. Atma karmendriya vishyaha na. Atma is not available for sense perception. Atma indriya vishyaha na. Atma is achintyaha. Aprameyaha, achintyaha, all the words mean the same. Atma is available for even thought conception, you cannot intellect also. It is very, very clear. And how can people attain Atma through meditation? That is why meditation will not take you any distance from where you are. However hours you sit and meditate and meditate and meditate, not having recognized the Swarupam through the appropriate pramanam, Atma can never be arrived at. Listen, meditation is what? Manasam karma, a mental activity. Isn't it? Atma is not available as a result of an action. Atma is not available for thought conception. How much ever you think. Whatever you do, no, Atma can never be attained through meditation. In fact, Atma is one thing which you need not attend, cannot attend, because Atma is your own Swarupam. You are Atma. Poor wave says, I really want to attain the water. Water is one thing you need not attain, can never attain. I can never attain, need not attain the Atma. Because Atma is very Swarupam. It's only to be understood. Now, unfortunately, for the individual to understand his Atma, you need appropriate pramanam called Shastram. It helps you understand, isn't it? I'm not saying meditation is useless, but meditation is not the means of attaining Atma. Because Atma cannot be attained. Atma needs to be understood. So meditation is not the means to arrive at Atma. So not only that manasam karma, kayikam, of course kayikam karma or vachikam karma, no karma, no action will help you attain Atma. All the karmas you do can prepare your mind, but you cannot attain Atma. The Atma are not at all attainable. Atma is the very Swarupam of everything. But when can you understand? Atma is the Swarupam of the powers. Atma is the Swarupam of the pranas. Atma is Swarupam of the body. Atma is Swarupam of in and through everything here. How will you understand? Only when you arrive at the Atma is Swarupam of the I. Once you arrive at it, what will say? I am that Atma which is the Swarupam of everything. Do I make sense? No? I make sense, I know that. I'm only asking you, I have no doubt whether I make sense or not. For you. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.